morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield. And we also have with us members of Southwick Congregational Church. So it's great to have everyone here, whoever you are and wherever you are on life's journey. You are most welcome at either church. We do have a number of announcements to get through this morning. So we'd like to bring your attention. 2 weeks from today is the spring concert with the Young Singers of Greater Westfield, but it is also featuring the choir and handbells of First Congregational Church. Alan Taylor and Scott Bailey will also be performing in this concert, and we hope that the organ will be up and running by then. Speaking of which, I'm going to call upon our Director of Music Ministries, Alan Taylor, who's going to give us an update.
Thank you, Paul, and good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to our Suffolk friends as well. As you can tell, we've begun putting pipes back into the organ, and over the course of the last 2 days, our intrepid volunteers have lugged pipes up and from the back of the church up to the top of the organ, including some very large ones and some very small ones. It turns out that not very many of them got knocked out of tune, so we have enough pipes that I'm going to play the hymns on the organ today and a very brief postlude at the end. We are well ahead of schedule on this, so we didn't think we were going to be completing this until the very last hour, and in fact we have backup plans for the concert so that we could perform the concert without the organ. Doesn't look like we're going to need that, so my thanks to all those who have helped, countless volunteer hours to take the organ down, clean it, and put it back together. So we're on the home stretch, we're under budget, and everything's looking good. I can't wait.
Thank you, Alan. Gene, I'm going to have you stay right there. Step out a little bit so they can see you. We don't want to miss you. Here we go.
Hello, everybody. Welcome our friends from Southwick. I'm talking about our fellowship meeting. It's June 10th. It's a Wednesday. And every spring we have a luncheon at the Tiger Pride Vocational School restaurant. It's a great lunch, it supports the kids, and we'll be taking reservations at coffee hour. So if everyone would like to come see me at coffee hour, the recipe is chicken or fish, and both are very good, and a great amount of food for $14. So please join us. Thank you.
Thanks, Gene. That invitation is, of course, for both churches. After church today, after the brief postlude, we're going to invite you just to stay put, just in case. We're going to do this today. And if you have questions about anything, especially the announcement that was made last week, while we have both congregations together, we figure we can answer some questions, anything that may have come up. All right? It'll be brief, very brief. And then beyond that, if you have questions about anything else, you can see Daniel, you can see Terry Putnam, who's up here, or you can make an appointment to see me or stop by and see me at some point, because we won't take time during church after this week unless we really need to, but if we need to, we'll do it, of course. All right? Just to talk about life in general. Are there any other announcements? We have pancakes. You've got to see the setup in there. So we have pancakes after church. Get there before Cole does, please, because Cole will eat all the pancakes, and he's saying, yes, I will. Get there before Jacob. Jacob's hungry. He's ready for pancakes. So, all right. Any other announcements? Let's take a deep breath in. Exhale. And let us worship God.
to worship, printed in your worship guide. God, our Creator, who made the heavens and earth.
We are your children, and we are not all you have made.
Christ, the Son, our Redeemer and Savior, you lived and died for us all.
You live again, and have prepared the way for us.
Holy Spirit, the Sustainer, you move in us and among us.
We follow your wisdom and feel your presence.
God, Triune, three in one, help us to know you more fully.
Guide us in this time of worship. Amen.
Please join me in our opening hymn, God of Creation, number 4 in your blue hymnal.
Call upon you to teach us this.
one thing that we celebrate today, we celebrate our graduates. And this year, graduating from high school from First Congregational Church, Jacob Coombs, Maddie Balzano, and Nora James. And from college, Silas Yesu, Sam Yesu, Carly James, and Kaylee Downs. And with us today, we're going to invite these young people to come forward, please, are Jacob Coombs, who's graduating from Westville High this coming Friday. Ask him, he'll tell you. It is this Friday. Maddie Balzano from Avalon High School. And Silas Yesu from the University of Massachusetts. And I invite Janet and Gail and anyone else who's coming up to come. And you're going to want to kind of lean over this way. So we just have a small token. I'd like to tell them that there's a brand new 2026 Prius outside for them, but there isn't. So. And you guys stay right there, and I ask you all to join with me. Thank you, Lord, for the reaching of this end, and for this new beginning, and for the joy in finished aims and goals and the evidence of winning. Have mercy on these graduates as they bask in their successes. Please guide them to their destinies and show them love that blesses them all. We ask for you to lead each one through missteps that they may suffer on the road to gaining wisdom. And we hope that they find faith and hope that buffers them throughout their lives. We ask you to please touch their hearts with joy and peace as commencement gives them a new start, and fill each life with love's increase of strength and deep devotion. We pray for all who will graduate this year, especially our three who are gathered with us, but for all. We ask you to bless them as they reach this new pinnacle and this new beginning in their lives. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our graduates. Staying for the talent portion? We turn our attention to our readings this morning.
Our first reading this morning is from Paul's second letter to the church in Corinth. I shall begin in the 13th chapter, in the 5th verse. Examine yourselves to see whether you are living in faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you fail to meet the test, I hope you will find out that we have not failed. But we pray to God that you may not do anything wrong. Not that we may appear to have met the test, but that you may do what is right, though we may seem to have failed. For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. For we rejoice when we are weak, but you are strong. This is what we pray for, that you may be restored. So I write these things while I am away from you, so that when I come, I may not have to be severe in using the authority that the Lord has given me for building up and not for tearing down. Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Be restored. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in a responsive reading of Psalm 8. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established.
What are humans that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them?
Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor.
You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet.
All sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas.
O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name among the earth.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from the 28th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, where I will begin with the 16th verse. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but they doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." The word of God for the people.
Thanks be to God.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come, Lord, and save us. I have this down by now.
Yeah.
Every time I wear this little headset, I feel like I'm the Time Life operator, ready to take your order. Remember those from those ads?
I'm actually going to repeat a question. Can you imagine such a thing? It's an atrocity, really. But anyhow, here we go. How do you refer to God? We're going to think this. How do you refer to God?
Maybe it's just God.
How do you refer to God? How do you refer to Jesus? How do you refer to the Holy Spirit? Now that you've had a moment, I gave you a whole, 7 seconds to think about it. What I'd like you to do is to turn and talk to somebody and to share your answer. And if there's nobody nearby, please get up and move and go. And it should be a little raucous in here. There's enough of us. So we have about 2 minutes to discuss. Begin. How do you refer to God? Are we still talking about God, or have we moved on to pancakes? I'll give you another 30 seconds.
I could talk about pancakes. I'm all that excited for those.
I just shared with the folks down front. I said, I'd probably be talking about pancakes by now. Is there anyone who'd like to share? Anybody feeling bold today? Eric, you have to take the microphone.
Okay.
Hold it right up.
So good morning.
Good morning.
We all know that God loves humor. And Bob and I were talking, and Bob just said, well, Andy. Is it Andy? You're coming. Andy walks with the Andy talks. Good to see everybody's laughing.
Melanie, can we get some decorum in that? I know.
There's no pancakes for you. All right. Anyone else? Who else will share? Bob? You have to talk into the microphone, though, sir. Ready?
Father.
For Bob, God is Father. How many grew up with God as Father?
We all grew up with that, right? God is Father, because we heard it in the scriptures.
Anyone else? Yes?
God is love.
God as love. Very good. Anyone, I know Mike has something. I'm going to save him for last because I have to go back up there. So, anyone else down here? We've talked. All right, I'm going to go to Mike and then we will talk some more.
I am convinced I'm going to kill myself on the stove. And here.
Refer to God as Lord most times, but
God is Lord.
Depends on how formal we're supposed to get.
Alright, you don't have to be anything.
There were no qualifiers, right? There were no qualifiers for them. But that's okay. Thank you for those who shared. Now, some may say, and I want to make sure this thing's off here too, because we're going to get a bunch of feedback otherwise. Some may say, Father, and referring to the way to the traditional, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right? While others may say Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier, there could be some who refer to God as Mother. There could be some who refer to God as something else. Others just want to let the Trinity be the Trinity without assigning any names at all. And others, as we said, others have been raised with the traditional. And the traditional is fine too. I say whatever works for you and for your relationship with God is perfect. And that's what you should use. Go with it. Now, we have tried to incorporate various images of God in our worship in the last 4.5 years just to expose people to that. Some people are comfortable with it, others not so much, but at least you've stretched and you haven't thrown anything at me. So that's good. Now, today, as we well know, many Christian churches celebrate Trinity Sunday. One God in three persons. And there have been many ways that theologians have tried to explain this in an attempt to make it more real for Christians. I can't help but to think during, I know we've done this at least twice, where we did Ask the Pastor, and I believe Bob Franzen from Southwick was the Weisenheimer who said, what does the Trinity mean? Bob, today's your lucky day. I'm going to answer it.
I think so.
Probably not. I don't know. Well, I'm going to give it a shot here, all right? Now, some serious attempts at trying to explain the Trinity have failed. For example, if you wanted to say that the Trinity could be explained by the Father, God the Father in the Old Testament, and the Son in the Gospels, and the Holy Spirit today, you'd commit the heresy of modalism. All right? And Arianism was the heresy that Jesus was a created being and not begotten of the Father. Tritheism errs by treating the three persons of the Trinity as separate and distinct gods who work together. So, what is safe? One visual way is that you could use one candle or one light source and light all three from the one source. And now, do we have three sources or do we have one unit? That's been part of the issue, the question around that. And some try to explain with 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. 3 gods and 1 person. But, now, they were on the right track. But Ann Mundy will be all excited because they use math. So, we're going to use 1 × 1 × 1 = 1. All right? So that's pretty much the safest way right now to be able to explain that. So the little math gets thrown in. 1 × 1 × 1. You have 3 digits that are all the same, and it comes out to 1. All right? Again, makes math teachers smile. We get all excited about those things. But it's the one that we want to concentrate on today. We can go back to the readings last week, particularly when Jesus prayed, Father, may they be one as we are one. And regardless of how we refer to the Trinity, we have to work on our oneness or unity as Christians. This becomes important for us as Southwick Congregational Church and First Congregational Church of Westfield. As you recall, we talked about how things can simultaneously be the same, yet different. The two churches are both Christian, both congregational in denomination, but they're different. They're in different towns. They serve different populations. Southwick's affiliated with the UCC. First Congregational Westfield's affiliated with the UCC and the NAACC, which they just call the NA. All right? But regardless of affiliation, the two churches have enjoyed the partnership of sharing a pastor. While one in the name of the Trinity, they each have their own finances, their own property, and their own leadership. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a good thing, as both churches are unique. We have people from who live in Westfield who are members out in Southwick. I say out in Southwick like you have to like get on a plane. I mean, but no, you go to Southwick. Well, people from Southwick are members in Westfield. Both churches are one in the fact that they both regard Jesus Christ as the head of the church. Jesus Christ as the head of the church. The Holy Spirit has put the two churches together again to discern what steps to take in finding a spiritual guide and a pastor. My friends, this goes beyond working together to share a pastor. As we get ready to embark on this, my prayer for the leadership of both churches is that they will once again, and as they have been, that they come together, that they pray together, and make something more than a business deal, which is not what was on each church's page by any means, but for some it was, but it's got to be more than a business deal to intentionally call someone who can and will serve both churches as pastor. There's a hymn that came out during the folk song period of the 60s. They'll Know We Are Christians. It was a Catholic priest, actually, who wrote it for a youth choir that was set to perform at the time at an avant-garde ecumenical, because in 1966 there weren't that many ecumenical services. And it was ecumenical and interracial. The words of this song are appropriate for us today as we celebrate Trinity Sunday and work together to bring about the reign of God on earth. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. We'll walk with each other. We'll walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. We'll work with each other. We'll work side by side. And we'll guard each one's dignity and save each one's bride. All praise to the Father, from whom all things come. All praise to Christ Jesus, his only Son. And all praise to the Spirit who makes us one. And they'll know
Christians, I are loved. I are loved. Yes, they'll know we are Christians, I are loved.
Let this prayer be our prayer on this Trinity Sunday, and as we move forward together. May it be so. Amen. Let's take just a moment of quiet reflection. Prayer this morning, we're ever mindful of the joys and concerns listed in our worship guide for both churches as we come together to worship this morning. We are mindful of the needs of our world. We pray for our world leaders. We pray for the leaders of our country. We pray for those who are in desperate need of some sort of hope. During this graduation season, we pray for graduates and for schools and universities that they may flourish. We pray for ourselves, for our needs, especially those needs that are left deep down inside, in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. And may God be with you. Please pray with me. Almighty and everlasting God, beyond all space and time, greater than our minds can fully comprehend, ruler of all that is, has been, and shall be, we give you thanks for who you are and all that you have done for us. Loving Maker of all, we praise you for your kindness and mercy, by which you sustain us and provide us for our every need. You are full of goodness and compassion, caring for us that we are never in want. Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we worship you for coming into our neighborhood to be our friend and even our brother, for showing us the loving magnitude of God, revealing his saving power and his forgiveness, and offering us a new beginning. We lift your name on high, Lord Jesus, for loving us fully and giving yourself for our redemption on the cross. Holy Spirit, free and mysterious as the wind, powerful as the fire, we worship you for blowing new life into our hearts, for purifying us from our sins and faults, and for teaching and reminding us the words of Christ and leading us in his light. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier, God of God, with one awe and wonder, joy and gladness, we offer you our thanks and pray for your creation, its nations and peoples, for your church, ourselves, and all in need. We pray that you fill our sin-filled world with your eternal light. light and love, so darkness and power of evil will not rule, but your kingdom will be established in power and glory. May the flame of your spirit blaze with purifying fire, driving evil from hearts and minds and establishing your peace. We ask these prayers in confidence and trust, our eternal God, who is life-giver, life-saver, and life-renewer, now and forever. To you be the glory, today and through all eternity. Amen. My friends, God has abundantly bestowed upon us the gift of life. Our best response is to offer our whole lives as agents of God's mission in the world. Give as you are able to build the community of God in our homes, our congregations, and around the world. Our offerings, if you have an envelope from Southwick or something is supposed to go to Southwick, we will separate things and we will send them off. Hopefully we're going to send them with Jim before we leave today. With all this being said, our morning offering will now be received. Christ's light endures. We know the Holy Spirit is there, found in the space between all things, closer to us than our next breath, binding us to each other until we meet again. Let us go in peace. Amen. I won't be with you next week at either church. Someone will be in Southwick. David Fish will be here. And so we hope that you'll join both congregations next week. I'll give you another second. I think you all want pancakes instead. I think you're hungry. So I think we're going to do that. Thank you all very much. Mangiamo. Let's eat.